I'm great. It's spring here in Central Alberta, finally.
Ain't that the truth? All right, let's talk about Cowboy Kicks. Before we get into the event, maybe you can tell us a little history on Cowboy Kicks.
Well, Cowboy Kicks was started, it feels like a long time ago, because we had everything in motion and ready to go just before COVID hit. So we planned it for about 3 years before we actually got it off the ground. So we feel like veterans, even though we've only had one event. Great crew of dedicated volunteers kind of originated to raise money for a couple of charities, the Westerner Foundation as well. Our first year we raised money for the Canadian Pro Rodeo Sports Medicine Team. And I guess our thinking was to try and enhance arts in the area and through Westerner Park, but also tie into the fact that we were hosting the Canadian Finals Rodeo. So we figured we'd kick it up a notch and do an art project with cowboy boots, not unlike the cows for the Olympics that were painted, or I've seen moose, a little bit along that line.
So it's all set to go May 18th at the Centuryman Red Deer, and it's not only going to have a music element, but there's an auction and there's going to be some artwork and whatnot. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
You bet. So what we've done is we have a call for artists, and then artists can apply if they want to try their hand at a large boot, which is a very unusual canvas. So they are selected then by a committee of people with art knowledge, and then we've got 10 artists from around the area that have done an amazing creative job on boots. I mean, we're sort of debuting them on our social media now, but we've got everything from one that's a real treasure that might have lights in it to an amazing historic boot, as we are raising money for the Canadian Rodeo Historical Foundation that has the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So there's a great tie-in with that on one boot. Another one has a bull busting out of its side. Another one has a horse on the front of it. It's just amazing to see the creativity these artists have as they approach this very unique canvas.
Now, is that an online auction or that's happening day of?
Both.
Oh,
we
okay.
will have an online charity auction, which will feature some other events in addition to a few of our boots, and then a live auction the night of the event where we will showcase the boots. They're paired with some packages, and that's where we raise money. But on the online auction, people will be able to bid even if they're not there, because it is online, or they can bid live there. So we've kind of got trying to cover all the bases and all the options. And the live auction is a lot of fun. We bring in some local livestock auctioneers, and it's all headed up by Dean Edge out of Rimby, who's been a real contender for a World Livestock Auctioneer Championship and a past international and Canadian winner, and he has a lot of fun with it, and we really do have a fun evening.
And some fantastic music with Nice Horse and Prairie States, who just cleaned up at the Alberta Country Music Awards.
I know. You'd think we have connections to know all that.
I'd say, wow.
We do. We don't, but we're very fortunate to have both of them there. And there'll be room for dancing, and it's just a great evening to celebrate the Western way of life, Western culture, Western heritage, and raise some money for some great causes.
May 18th at the Centrium in Red Deer. It's called Cowboy Kicks. Where am I going for more info?
You can check out our Facebook page. Just search for cowboykicks.com. Tickets are available through Tickets Alberta, and it's just $25 to come and see the live auction and hear all that great music.
Diane, thanks for joining me on the Windspeaker Radio Network.
It's been a pleasure. Kick it up.